Now, the Volunteer and Emergency Service Awards for 2020 were held recently on the 18th of February at the Heemskerk Hotel in Zeehan. This is an award that 7XS has been presenting for many years now. The winner this time around was Mrs. Vicky McKenzie, who for many years has served as a volunteer ambulance officer. She's based in Zeehan, but that means covering not just the Zeehan area, but the whole West Coast municipality. Vicky also assists with being a community car driver, transporting people around the region and to get to the northwest coast for various appointments, etc. So really that covers an incredible amount of hours of volunteering. I have the pleasure of talking to her now. Good morning, Vicky. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Good morning, Cameron. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Now, what made you decide to volunteer in such a huge capacity?
When I first started, it was just regular hours on the ambulance. But mind you, as I grew up, while I had children, it wasn't possible because of the hours and everything else. But once my children got older, I just decided that in this community, we need those sort of things because there's a lot of things that happen that people don't really understand how it all comes together. And the paramedics do a wonderful job on their own, but four hands are better than two sometimes, because sometimes some of the jobs they physically can't do alone. And I just think that I just did it for that reason, really. And also for my own peace of mind, just to think that I was able to help someone else out.
And that's the key, isn't it? It's not about what you get out, it's the satisfaction about what you're doing for somebody else.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you meet a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life, a lot of professional people, a lot of everyday people, and so many people are so grateful for just simple things, you know, just being there with them or helping them out. And some of them are really humble too, like, you know, they don't really want to, they say, oh, we didn't really want to call you out because, you know, a lot of times it's in the middle of the night, it's wet, it's cold, and they say, oh, we really didn't want to, but, you know, that's part and parcel of our job. That's what it is.
How many years have you been volunteering now?
Nearly 10.
You see, that's a long time. What has kept you going all these years?
Like I said, it was just because we live in a small community, everybody knows everybody else. And sometimes things happen when there's not people around. And a lot of people feel, how can I say this? A lot of people feel alone in these places sometimes when they get sick or something happens or if their family moves away. And you don't see that until such time as you deal with them on a one-to-one basis.
Yeah. That's good. No, it's very true. And I guess it means a lot to some, as you say, some of them are alone. And even if it's just a chat with them, it means so much to them, doesn't it?
It does. And especially the elderly people that live alone, or they never want to be a nuisance, never, ever. And, you know, like, they're so appreciative of the help that you give them. And they don't want to be a bother, but, you know, like you say, that's our job. Don't bother about it. If you need to call us back, just call us back. And, like, we've had some paramedics here who've gone above and beyond their job. Like, they've gone to check on people during the day. You know, if we've been to see them, we always have always gone back to just make sure they're okay and whatever else.
Now, over the last decade and probably even longer now, there's been a shortage of people volunteering due to the long-time volunteers retiring because they can't do it forever. There are not a lot of young people in particular stepping up to the place. It's a concern because a lot of people rely on community services, many of whom are not-for-profit organisations, and these organisations need volunteers to survive, so volunteers are needed. What is your message to listeners along the West Coast to consider volunteering?
I'd say give it a go. Look, just have a go. If you don't like it, that's all well and good, but it's surprising what a difference it is once you step up and you do that. There's a lot of young people around here that would be quite able to do it. And I mean, yeah, it's going out in the middle of the night and in the wet and the cold, but that's part and parcel of everything. And it's rewarding, and it's so different to see it from a different perspective. Like everyday life, you think, you don't think about things that happen. But when you're involved in something like this and you see things up close and personal, it's very, very different, and it's really rewarding with the feedback that you get from people and the admiration that people give back to you.
Yeah, no, that's well put. Well, we at 7XS believe you are a more than worthy winner, Vicky. Thank you so much for what you do and have done over many years for no reward, and you've done it tirelessly as well. Vicky McKenzie, thank you for speaking to us today.
Thank you very much for that, mate. It's my pleasure.
Vicky McKenzie joining us this morning, winner of the 2020 Volunteer and Emergency Services Award. She volunteers as an ambulance officer. She's based in Zeehan and, as I say, a wonderful servant to the West Coast community.